Owa, owa, I'm the Wombatitua Wamba. Owa, owa, to read the Sanche. Owa, 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 to read the Tanje. She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket, empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na, ta-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Oh, oh, ta-na-na, ta-na-na, ta-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Oh, oh, diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Oh, oh, diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Yeah. Hey, that was Paul Simon's South Africa album Graceland, Diamonds on the Soles of His Shoes. I'm sure you've heard it, and you're hearing it from me. I'm in Ethiopia. Ethiopia, the only land not conquered by settlers at any point of time in the entire African continent. Imagine that. And it's not because they had any natural defenses. It's not because they had surroundings. It's just because they had strong self-ruling kings at that point of time in Ethiopia. Fantastic. Things are very, very different from the rest of Africa. At first glance, it seems like it's an Arabic and African mix. The people look like that, but in actuality, it's not so. The writing is this strange writing, which is somewhat, it looks like Chinese when you look at it, and sometimes it looks like Arabic. It's very, very rounded. I'm sure they were writing on leaves of papyrus as a result of getting that. And everything is different. The churches are Coptic. The Ottoman Empire has some influence over here. It's fantastic. For a long, long time, it seemed to have been ruled by an elected but benevolent hard man dictator. If you were on the right side of him, great. If you were on the wrong side of him, maybe not so great. But by and large, he was not a bad man. He was a good man and a good heart, and he was benevolent. So that's what Ethiopia seems to be about. Language is a barrier. It's a problem. Not so many people speak English as they did in Nairobi. Everybody spoke English, but over here it's not so. It's far more crowded and looks a bit more as if there are a lot of people trying to edge out for space. It's interesting that way. Maybe I'm just that part of town. I'm living near the airport right now. If I go elsewhere, it might be different. The exchange rate is... it seems like the cost of living is higher over here. I might be wrong. I'll take a gander elsewhere. Tonight I'm going to go for a dance performance and see some Ethiopian culture there. I went to a supermarket. I went to a mall. Very busy. Aggressive. It's like one of the tier 3 malls of maybe Indore. Something like that. Yeah, lots of signs glaring out at you. Bread seems to be a staple. That's all I wanted to report. I just wanted to say that I'm in Ethiopia, in Addis Ababa. Ethiopia, if you're failing to place it, it used to be called Abyssinia. So all the jokes about Abyssinia, Henry. Yeah, that's Ethiopia for you. Beautiful people. They're quite striking, the people. All right, it's all from me. Over and out.